This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm David Hyde. Comcast wants the feds to approve its planned merger with Time Warner Cable. Comcast says the $45 billion merger doesn't equal a monopoly. But what's the merger of the two biggest companies in the cable, TV, and high-speed internet business mean for consumers, especially here in the Seattle area? Bill Schreier was the chief technology officer for the city of Seattle from 2003 to 2012. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good morning, David.
Good morning. So I want to get right to it. A lot of people in the Seattle area obviously subscribe to Comcast. How could this merger affect the average consumer here?
Well, it probably won't affect the average cable consumer here in the Seattle area very much at all, at least in the short term. In Seattle, Comcast has about 180,000 customers, and the only other cable company really is Wave Broadband, which has about one-tenth of that number, which is 18,000. The real issue, though, is that you don't really have any choice. If you want cable in Seattle, you either choose Comcast if you're in the Comcast area or Wave if you're in the Wave area.
What about high-speed internet? How many options are there in this area for high-speed internet?
There's a couple major ones, and that is Comcast or a cable company, either Comcast or Wave, or CenturyLink DSL. Although CenturyLink has been having difficulty getting into some neighborhoods because of restrictions on where they can put their boxes. So again, you're restricted to the two wire providers. Plus, of course, in the case of internet, you can also use wireless. So you use your wireless phone, for example, from Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile.
So short term, not a huge effect. What about long term?
So longer term, the real problem is the concentration of the industry. So as Comcast gets much bigger, it has about 25 million customers now, and it'll be adding about 12, so it'll have about 37 million customers total. It'll be able to put the arm on content providers, that is, those folks who provide TV shows and other content for cable, and it'll be able to get reduced rates from those companies and outbid the competition. Another problem is the concentration in broadband. So the combined company will have about 30 million broadband customers. And with 30 million broadcast customers, they'll have 37% of the market. So at 37% of the market, almost 40%, they'll really control the broadband providers for homes and businesses in many neighborhoods. And that means they can put the squeeze again on companies like Netflix. They could charge Netflix to actually deliver its content across broadband. That's something called net neutrality.
It seems like during the dot-boom era, there were a lot of people getting involved in this space. I'm wondering just why there isn't more competition in the cable and internet service business.
Well, that's a great question. So on the cable side, the cable companies decided in 1997 that they would not compete against each other. So in other words, they decided that they were not going to overbuild each other. And it is an expensive process to build either a cable company or a telephone company. You have to pull wires on poles or underground through every neighborhood, and you've got to make drops into every house. But by deciding not to compete against each other, not overbuild, they essentially guaranteed that there would be just one cable company serving almost every home and business in the United States, if at all.
Comcast, of course, saying that this proposed merger with Time Warner would not mean a monopoly. What's their argument?
So they're arguing that there's a lot of competition in the industry because you can go to Dish Network or you can go to a satellite network provider. You can also get your TV over a wireless provider like, again, Verizon, AT&T, or Sprint, one of the wireless providers. And you can also pull it up such as Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime Video over your internet connection. But again, that's true. There is quite a bit of competition for video, but if you really want like ESPN or some of the high-demand services, you really have to go to your cable provider. Plus, if they control the internet, if they control the broadband, they can also control how much Netflix or Hulu or other internet-delivered services charge for their service or how fast that service is delivered.
There's been talk about this here. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray released a statement on the Comcast bid saying he's against it. But, of course, the city of Seattle doesn't have a lot of clout when it comes to making antitrust decisions. Is there anything the city can do to make sure that there are other options for consumers?
No, there's not really too much the city can do. Under the the Telecommunications Act of 1996, the city can franchise cable operators, specifically Comcast and Wave Broadband, but it's very limited under that federal law as to what it can ask for. It can't cannot demand anything in terms of rates, for example, except the very lowest rate that is offered. So the lowest rate that's offered, the city does set that Comcast has to offer a low rate. That's only got a few channels, of course. Other than that, they can't control rates. And if you look at the costs of cable TV, back in the 1990s, early 1990s, the typical cable TV service was $7 to $11 per month. And now the average Comcast bill is over $150 a month. This is nationwide.
All right. Bill Schreier, just time for one more question. Where do you think this is all headed?
Well, I kind of hope that the federal regulators, especially the FCC, will deny the combination of Time Warner and Comcast based on antitrust provisions and that it's not in the public interest. One other thing I'd like to correct, the combined Comcast and Time Warner will have about 33 million subscribers. I think I misspoke a little bit earlier. But I'm hoping that the FCC or the Department of Justice will deny this combination as not being in the public interest.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for telling us about it. We'll be watching it.
You're welcome, David. Thank you.
Bill Schreier was the chief technology officer for the city of Seattle from 2003 to 2012, telling us about the proposed Comcast-Time Warner merger and how it affects consumers here in the Seattle area. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.